In December, the Coast Guard held an Article 32 hearing. It's like a grand jury proceeding in civilian court where evidence is laid out against a defendant. Captain Andrew Norris presided over the hearing. He's called the investigating officer in military parlance. And according to the report obtained by AP and confirmed by John Smith, Leone's private attorney, Norris is recommending the charges be dropped.
I got the text from John, Lance's lawyer.
That's Leone's mother, Heather Rice, who says she and her son were having lunch when they heard about Norris's recommendation.
I heard Lance say dropped, and I just, my shoulders dropped. It was like, wow. I'm all goosebumps right now. Look at that.
Rice describes the news as a black cloud being lifted.
We couldn't believe it. We looked at each other and I said, really? But we still have to go on from this. The Admiral has not made the decision. So this hasn't ended yet. So I keep telling people, keep the gales in your sails because this isn't over yet.
Leone himself is represented by private and military attorneys who have advised him not to speak with the media. Smith, his private attorney, declined to comment when contacted Monday afternoon at his home near Washington, D.C. Coast Guard spokeswoman Lieutenant Veronica Colbath says Norris's recommendation is one more piece of information in the grand scheme of the crash investigation. It will be reviewed by Rear Admiral Thomas Ostebo, who commands the Coast Guard in Alaska. He's referred to in this case as the convening authority.
The convening authority will review the investigating officer's report and recommendations and decide how to proceed with the case.
Ostebo can follow the recommendations by dropping the charges, or he can send the case on to a full court-martial. He can also decide to handle the matter internally. Colbath says Norris's report is, quote, not releasable while proceedings are underway. Besides being given to Ostebo, the report was shared with attorneys in the case, and Colbath says there's no timeline for Ostebo to make his decision.
The story's not over yet. I mean, it's not over.
That's Lieutenant Colonel John Farr, retired from the Army's Judge Advocate General Corps, and now an attorney in private practice in Anchorage. He's not directly involved in the case, but has extensive experience in military law. Farr says the Leone family has every right to be happy with the recommendation from the Article 32 hearing, but should also know that convening authorities, like Ostebo in this case, are notoriously independent-minded.
They should be mindful of that. However, the Article 32 officer is not likely to look at it any different than a military jury would if they actually end up in front of a military jury. So there should be a certain amount of comfort in that fact. But any positive news like this is something that should be welcome.
Farr has said in previous interviews that acquittals in cases such as this are common. It's a thought he reiterated in light of Norris's recommendation. Farr says the way he interpreted Norris's recommendation suggests to him that Norris might have found probable cause to charge Leone, but based on Leone's service record, doesn't think that he should face a full court-martial. Farr believes a jury would feel similarly.
In other words, if it's a good service member that's been diligent and seems deserving because they've served their country and served the military and had a good career, then judges and juries, military judges and juries, are very reluctant to just completely end that because of a mistake.
Farr says his personal opinion is that the charges have already done career-ending damage. But Leone's mother, Heather Rice, says her son still loves the Coast Guard and wants not only to be cleared of the charges against him, but also to continue his career. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.